Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show of the fringy, melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Live from the basement of the Sub High Atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, high atop, well, yeah, it is high atop Burnaby Mountain, but it is specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode... almost 138. I'm pretty sure it's 138. It is September the 12th, 2025, 6:17 p.m. right about now. Welcome to the show. A bit of a scramble getting on air tonight. My goodness. I bring everything on a flash drive. Like I don't. I used to bring records back in the before time, but it's just not really worth the hassle, and so I just digitize records at home. I take the pops out, make them sound really nice, and and then I take the MP3s and whatever else and just put them on a flash drive, put them in order, and bring them up with me. And I get to the station tonight, and there's nowhere to put it. It has to be on, there's two computers, and it has to be on one of them. And the one computer that it needs to be on seems to be pretty important. It has two ports for USBs. One is, I believe, what basically sends the signal to the transmission tower. So you don't want to unplug that one. So I've tried to put it on the other computer. I couldn't import it over. So the first few songs, it took a while to really get things figured out, what I had to do to get the files on here. Apologize. There was a really the first one went okay. I started off the show tonight with New Shoe, with a song with a very very long name in French. From there, I think that was a self-titled record of theirs. Started with that song, and then that went in well into Crack Cloud. That's Crack Cloud's big hit from the early days. And then I apologize for the transition into DeNova there. I'm also sad that I didn't get to play the beautiful, cleaned-up, digitized copies of those songs, both of the Crack Cloud and DeNova. Those are a couple of my favorites, especially of the more punk metal variety. And that bin, I really like those two songs in particular. I promised to check traffic. I didn't promise, but this is just what I like to do. I came in from South Surrey. I had to go to a seminar today. It's busy getting on the port, man. It's pretty slow from just around Brunette, if you're leaving town on Highway 1. East-West Connector is busy through the S-Curve. It is pretty slow going southbound on the Alex Fraser, which you don't see as much anymore. It's basically from where you come around the corner on the 91 there. And then, it's a little bit busy going into New West on 91A. And it's tough getting out as well. It's pretty busy out there tonight. Tunnel is still backed up coming northbound. Southbound, not terrible. Let's see, Lionsgate. It's backed up to, not Keith Road. Not Keith Road. You're still looking at, 20 minutes at least. Coming down the cut's not bad. It's not the end of the world coming down the cut right now on Highway 1. In the valley, I don't know. Let me see. Around 232, going westbound. It is slow from, 264 to 232. And then a little bit slow coming back through 264. Not bad after that. We got a real problem out here. What's going on out here? Highway 7 is really backed up in Wanak, coming up to 280th Street. That is way out there. That is past... That's between Maple Ridge and Mission, actually. Maybe that's just where it narrows. Yeah, that probably is right where it narrows. It's just busy there. I don't know if they don't have that completely twinned yet. That's traffic. Weather, it's cooling off a bit today. Less humidity. That's what they were saying on the radio. Less humidity today. Got up to about 274. I wasn't outside as much as normal. While they're coming up, we got a bit. We're gonna get clipped. They're getting a decent atmospheric river up the coast, like northern Vancouver Island, central coast. They're getting hit pretty good up there, and that is good news for some areas that are having fire issues. Fire's not terrible. I don't think fires are terrible right now. That's my impression. There's some stuff going on in Washington State. We have stuff going on. I think it's bad in the Caribou right now, like at least air quality wise, like Williams Lake, Prince George, that kind of stuff, Quesnel. But yeah, it's going to stay. I guess we have a front coming through. Yeah, Saturday night into Sunday. We're going to get clipped with what they're getting the atmospheric river from. We're not expecting too much. And then, whoa, 26 next week? Are you kidding me? Oh, it's in Burnaby. Let's go to Vancouver. Let's see what Vancouver says just for the general outlook here. Yeah, 26 seems a bit alarming for this time of the year. Sorry, 300. That's 300 on the Kelvin scale. But yeah, it's going up to 299 in Vancouver on Tuesday. That looks like the hot day. And then, yeah, it's going to get a little bit more unsettled. But still, this trend of drier, extended summer seems to be continuing here on the South Coast. So yeah, again, that was starting off the show with Nushu, Crack Cloud, and Denava. Show favorites tonight. I don't know if I have much to talk about. I'll have to talk about baseball. I haven't seen what's going on in the game yet. Maybe I can tune in on my amazing new app that I can watch TV with while this song is playing.